from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. At the same time that the Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie regions are experiencing extreme spikes in COVID-19 case numbers, Porcupine is holding its own. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton says she doesn't want to go back to increased restrictions, and she's grateful we're not in the same situation.
We know that it is due to the ongoing commitment of all of our community members in every sector, in every community, and every setting.
Catton's urging us to keep up with vaccinations and safety measures like mask wearing and hand washing. Well, 2 years ago at the Santa Claus Parade, Sox, Timmins, and Moose 93.1 picked up just over 500 pairs of new socks. This past Saturday night at the parade, 1,496 pairs. Sox Timmins coordinator Carol Halt says they won't last until next year's parade. By early spring, the agencies that hand out the socks will be asking for more. She says people who spend a lot of time on the street might not have winter boots or waterproof shoes.
They go through socks quite quickly, and we know that socks are the most needed item of people who are homeless or spending a lot of time on the street.
We at the Moose and Sox Timmins know we'll surpass 1,500 pairs. People have already reached out saying they'll donate. The most convenient way to do that is to drop off the new socks at our radio station. We're at 49 Cedar Street South. Kids who might not otherwise have warm winter jackets can thank the Kanata Warriors Motorcycle Club when they get one. The Timmins-based club collected used jackets. President J.C. Murray says the response was great, resulting in an abundance of them.
The River Park Laundromat is cleaning them all for us, so that's a huge expense off of our backs.
Once the jackets are cleaned and counted, they'll be distributed. By the way, the name Kanata Warriors Motorcycle Club comes from the First Nations teachings and traditions it follows. Kanata is the original name for Canada. And finally, this afternoon, more organizations are involved in the community Christmas tree lighting this year. It's on Saturday night at 6 at Hollinger Park. The city's communications coordinator, Amanda Dyer, says it's brought on Tourism Timmins. Also part of it this year is the Timmins Community Park Association, which operates the skateway and other winter activities in the park.
I think it's important that we all come together and really celebrate together the holiday season and emphasize how great that park is and that area is and how it can be used in the winter.
Free hot chocolate will be available. There's no charge to participate. However, non-perishable food will be accepted for the Timmins and South Porcupine food banks. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.